of you, your kindness and your gentleness. That is a sign of utter weakness. However, as you are expressing your anger, you must be smarter than the person in front of you. You do have to express emotion, and you do have to express anger and concern and outrage, but as you do so, your wording and your body language and your writing must reflect that the person in front of you is a total idiot. It mustn't be the other way around. Then the person in front of you has now taken advantage of you, even there, and his mission has been accomplished. That he wanted to disturb your equilibrium and get you riled up and upset. So, to answer some people's questions, that when Islam is being violated, should Muslims be tolerant or should they show passion and anger? So the answer is they should show passion and anger. That is part of your deen. That is your identity. As if somebody is going to steal your child from you, or somebody is going to insult your mother in front of you, that's how passionate you must feel. However, at the same time, Muslims must be equipped to handle this situation in a smart way, not in a weak way. Not from the point of a point of weakness, from a point of strength. But we must not succumb to the pressures of others and say that it's okay for them to insult us. That's not correct. So that the gentleness the Prophet is referring to is not that gentleness at that time. Right? Yes.